I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 2017. This is Soul School, Lesson 65. And I will tell you some really big surprises towards the end of this lesson. I'll give you the lesson first. And I'm really excited to give you this lesson. The last lesson of last year, Soul School Lesson 64, I gave a benediction and blessing for the new year. And I really did some soul searching and tried to figure out what I wanted to do differently in 2017. And I came to the conclusion I needed to back off my production schedule, especially because I'm doing everything myself. And to do more, I need more funding. So I'm going to see what this year holds, and I'm going to do as much as I can, and I'm going to try to work on other projects too and present them to you, hopefully projects in other formats, as well as broadcasting and doing interviews and all the rest. I'm really excited to see where this takes all of us. And to give you some idea of where this podcast has gone, I began in the very final week of April. This will be the 3rd April. So in April 2015, I have more than doubled the amount of downloads since last December. So that is really happy and hopeful news. And I thank you so much for listening, for sharing the podcast with other people, and just for tweeting out to me and saying you support the show. For those of you who sponsor the show at patreon.com/sparkmymuse, thank you so much. If you want show notes to any episode from now on, they cost a dollar. It's not a dollar per episode, it's a dollar per month for all the show notes to all the episodes, any given month. Also, being a patron supporter means you get news ahead of time, you get coupons to merchandise. It's just a way to help out and get insider information, a lot of extras that I put on there for patrons. It really means a lot to me in moral support too, that you would be a patron supporter. So if you want to join up on the team, it only costs a dollar a month. So let's get to the lesson. Today I'm going to do something that probably will be the first time you've ever experienced it. I'm going to give you a little drawing lesson, an audio drawing lesson. This lesson is called A Fixed Point on the Horizon. And a lot of you may not know that long before I was a podcaster and a broadcaster, and even before I was doing writing, I was a visual artist. In high school, I kept loads and loads of drawing journals, and I kept poetry and writing journals as well, but I had a love and fascination with words and stories and creative writing, but I also loved to draw. And my art teacher told me that I could become what he called a commercial artist, and that's what I did in college. In my undergraduate work, I did graphic design and advertising, and I still do freelance graphic design. I do things like brochures and book covers and album covers and logos and all kinds of things like that. But that has become very difficult to do when people in India will make a logo for $5, so I don't get as much work as I used to. One of the things you learn when you're learning how to draw is how to draw things in perspective, how to make things look realistic. One of the things you can do when you're trying to draw, let's say, a road with a fence on the side of the road, and you're trying to draw this road and fence going into the distance, and you want it to look realistic. You want it to look like it's going out into space away from you and towards the horizon. Now, when you look out into a horizon, you can see that there's a horizon line, kind of the area where the sun might set, where there could be mountains. Or there's just the edge of what you can visibly see. And if you want to draw something in perspective, you pick a point on the horizon line, and then you draw it straight back. You draw two lines that are straight from the horizon line. For any fence, you would draw a straight line from, you pick a point on the horizon line and draw straight back, and then you'd pick that same point and draw another straight line, and you'd follow those straight lines to do your road, and then to draw a fence, you would draw perfectly straight vertical lines, and you would draw them closer and closer together as they would go out into the distance to give a sense of perspective and distance. And the interesting thing about drawing something that goes out into the distance is that you pick a fixed point on the horizon. And in real life, that helps too. So to get perspective in your own life, you can pick a fixed point on your own horizon. So no matter where you are, say if you're in real life somewhere, let's say camping, and you know that you are looking out over the mountains and you see a certain horizon line and you think, that's where I want to be. I want to hike until I get to where I can see on that horizon. And say you head towards that fixed spot. In perspective, you can see where you are and where you want to be, and you can draw basically a straight line and you can get there. If you don't have a fixed point, you're not going to know where you're going to be, where you're going to go, and it's going to be difficult to make progress, to move forward, and to have any idea of where you're truly going. However, that when you arrive at that fixed point, you're going to find something in front of you. You're going to find a new horizon, and you're going to always find a horizon in front of you. You're never going to get to a final horizon. There will always be one in front of you. There will never be a time when there is no horizon in front of you, but there will always be a time when you need to pick a fixed point to gain perspective. So for 2017, I'm picking a fixed point too. The fact is that 2016, and this is true for other times and other years, but I found it particularly true in 2016, that it was a rather bitter, sour year in many regards and in many ways all around the world, in the United States, in politics, in tensions racially and in many other ways, violence and so forth. And I felt like there were a lot of bad things that happened. There were a lot of sour points. There were a lot of bitterness. There were a lot of lemons, you could say. And the fixed point that I'm picking in 2017 is, it's time for lemonade. And what does that even mean? You know, you maybe have heard, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Well, what on earth does that mean? Well, that means you bring something to the lemons and you make something with them. Lemons are not great to eat whole like an orange because they're so bitter, and maybe you like the taste of lemons, but if you have a steady diet of lemons, it's going to get old pretty quickly. Usually lemons add something to what they're mixed in. I love having lemon with my water, with maybe a mixed drink, or squeezed onto some fish or chicken. But if I had just a steady diet of lemons, I'd be pretty irritated and sour myself. My fixed point is making lemonade this year. And that means that I'm going to try to add some sweetness where I go. It's not always easy, but I'm going to try to add some sugar to make lemonade. I'm going to take the lemons. There's a lot of sourness still. And I'm going to try to add something to it. I'm going to try to make something with it. For lemonade, obviously, you need water and you need sugar. Lemonade doesn't completely, unless you overdo it with the sugar, it still stays tangy. It doesn't completely change the taste of the lemons, but it alters it in a way that makes it very tasty and refreshing. It balances it out. And so that's the fixed point for my 2017. And what I decided to do is design a t-shirt that says Time for Lemonade and crowdfund with it and try to raise money for the podcast, so that it can be funded throughout 2017. If you're interested in getting a Time for Lemonade t-shirt, checking out the design, you can go to the website Teespring, that's T-E-E, Spring, SPRING.com/Time for Lemonade. You can also find it on my Twitter account. I will be posting it at sparkmymuse.com as well, so that you can get on board and wear your Time for Lemonade t-shirt. It's about hope. It's a hope that comes from within. It's about not succumbing to the cynicism and the bitterness and the haters and all the hysteria that goes along with succumbing to sourness and bitterness, because it's everywhere. And unless you decide to bring something else along, bring some sugar along and mix it in, you just get bitter and sour, just like everybody else around you and in our world. And we have to live together and we have to have common life together. And sometimes it's going to take a little sugar. It's going to take a little something else. So that's my fixed point on my horizon for 2017. And my homework for Soul School isn't that you buy a t-shirt to support the show, but that would be really nice. My homework is that you do bring some sugar to the situations where there's lemons aplenty. There's been a bumper crop of lemons recently, and a lot of situations require some sugar. And that doesn't mean saccharine and phony and fake and just being sweet for sweetness' sake and giving people cavities. You can still be tangy when you need to be, but it means that you're going to add something that isn't going to just add on to the bitterness. You don't need to add an extra lemon when there's already plenty of lemons there. That's my homework. You see ways to add sugar to lemony situations. And now for the big announcement, the big surprise. I have a gift for you, and it's available for the next 5 days. From January 4th, 2017 to January 8th, 2017, I am giving away all the books that I've written. I've written 8 books. They're available on Amazon.com, and you can find links to them from the show notes in this episode, or just by searching on Amazon for my name. You can look under my, often my pen name is Lisa Colon Delay, C-O-L-O-N. One of those books is a bonus edition for a book I wrote called Doug in the Gap. But I've written 8 books, and you might have not even known that I've written books. So I want to give everybody a chance to have all the books I've written for free for the next 5 days. You have nothing to lose but just download them. And if you don't like them or you don't want to read them, you can always delete them. But I hope you'll spread this around. And this is my gift to you. I hope it sweetens your new year. I hope it brings you some joy as you read them. I hope you'll get back to me and tell me which one you like the best or what part helped you out or what you might be interested in reading next or what piqued your interest. And maybe I can include some of that in future Soul School episodes if you'd like me to bring up some of the topics I've brought up in some of the books I've written. The truth is, because I'm podcasting so often and I'm hip deep in production, I don't have the same headspace to do my writing. And that's why I'm going to be cutting back to once a week broadcasting. Every Wednesday, you're still going to get a show from me. I've been podcasting twice a week nonstop since October 2015, twice a week by myself, doing everything, production, editing, scheduling, interviewing. And I love it, but it really takes every moment I have. And then when I have a break, I'm kind of spent and I need to recharge. But it doesn't give me almost any time to think artistically in visual art or in that headspace I need specifically for writing. I'm hoping that when I cut back to doing things once a week, just on Wednesdays, that will give me a little more room to do other types of projects where I need more room mentally to think in new ways. So on Wednesday, you'll either get a Soul School episode or you'll get a guest interview. And occasionally on Fridays, I will throw in a bonus episode. That includes this Friday with my guest, Dr. Wendy Farley. Not every Friday will there be a bonus episode, but occasionally there will be. So check anyway to see if there is a bonus Friday episode. I'll need to change how I describe the show, that it will be a Wednesday released show. Once you get over Wednesday, you're over the middle of your work week. So that's why I sometimes call Wednesday hump day. I thank you so much for joining me today, for continuing to listen to the show. I have a lot of things in store for 2017. It'll be the best podcast year ever. And I think with the extra space I have, I can come up with even better shows, better material, better researched things, and hopefully more headspace to produce more writing. And before I produce new writing, I hope you'll read all the things I've written so far and published. Again, check out on Amazon.com and search my name, Lisa Colon Delay. There are 8 things you can have for free, and that will be available January 4th through January 8th, and enjoy them with my compliments and my love. It's my gift to you, and I really hope you get a lot out of those. Please pass that information along to anybody you think would like it. I wish you a very wonderful 2017. If you've listened to the show, but you'd like more information about someone mentioned or a book or a website, all that can be found in the detailed show notes I create for every show. A link to those show notes can be found at sparkmymuse.com for this episode, or you can find them directly at the support page at patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Patreon is like patron with an E, patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Show notes cost $1 and include all show notes for an entire month. Thank you so much for making Spark My Muse possible.